Hi, hello, and welcome. Welcome again to another episode of the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi. And last week was a Halloween show, and so this is back to our normal format, and I guess by normal I mean lots of different music, lots of different genres, and time periods represented over the next hour. And that opening piece of music there was Blow Your Mind by Sound Experience on Soulville Records, Philadelphia. Year I don't know, but it's in the maybe about 1970. It's got a very psychedelic stoner cosmic groove there. And I'm going to follow it up with something on the Folkways label. Now, this is on Folkways, but it's one of those unusual recordings that they made. And it's an actual group called Entourage, featuring Joe Clark, Rusty Clark, and Michael Smith. And this track is called Composition for Viola, Electric Keyboard, and Percussion. And it's kind of krautrocky, so hope you all enjoy.
Thank you. We had a couple of tips about what had happened during the ceremony. Ruth Carpenter, Mrs. Johnson's secretary, ran downstairs and said that when Lucy and her father walked down the aisle, when he surrendered her to Pat, she turned around to her father and gave him a little pat as though she was saying goodbye to him. And then when
you mean not a little pat, but a little pat on the cheek.
You're paying attention and I'm proud of you. When they were standing for the ceremony, or just before the ceremony, Lucy was so nervous that she was visibly shaking. And she had held her little firm chin out, though, and she was looking up at the magnificent mosaic of Christ. Pat was so moved that he took out a handkerchief and wiped away some real tears during the ceremony. And then also brought very light, the two of them, I think, when it came time for their response. Pat could hardly be heard. His voice, in fact, couldn't be heard. You could see his lips move. But Lucy's voice came through loud and clear.
Isn't that usually the way, as I recall, most of the weddings I've attended, the woman somehow manages to get the words out beautifully, and the man seems to be somewhat, well, I don't want to say reluctant, but he's quiet about the whole thing.
It's just what we've been saying all along. It's Lucy's day.
Betty, during the near frantic activities of the past week, Lucy and Pat did manage to squeeze in time for an interview. Let's listen to it.
Oh, that noise there was an excerpt from Star Engine by Douglas Leedy, which I think recorded in 1968 or 1969. And before that we had, from 1966, part of the first electronic newspaper, the East Village Other, which was a recordings came out on ESP featuring the Velvet Underground. I'm going to follow that noise up with another more melodious racket. And this is a recording of a man from Yemen banging a tea tray.
Thank you.
Yemeni track you heard was by Fatima Al-Zaylayeh. I killed that name. And the track was called Yamon Dakalbar Al-Hawa, or Hey, Who Enters the Sea of Passion? And we followed that up with a modern merengue, as the label describes it, recorded by Harold Corlander in Haiti. I don't know when the guy was there. 50, 51? And the track is called Panaman Tombe, My Hat Fell Down. And I followed up with another merengue. So this time it's by Angel Valoria, the accordionist. And he's from the Dominican. And the vocalist is credited as Dioris. And this, again, I think these records were originally cut in the early 50s, but as I pick up his records, I see they were, even today, they're still reissued. So I guess he was, I mean, I really don't know too much about him, but I am guessing that he's quite a star because of the amount of material that's still available and still currently being pressed. All right, enjoy.
Guaraguao, no te comas mi pollito, porque si tú te lo comes, te voy a romper piquito. Vete, vete, vete en lejos, no te comas mi pollito, porque si tú te lo gruñes, yo te rompo el cocotico. Mi pollito, porque si tú te lo comes, te voy a romper piquito. Te comiste el gallo bolo, te comiste la gallina, y si te comes mi pollo, te comes mi carabina. Oh. Thank you.
to my jungle of love. เสียงลมกองทั้งไรหัวใจระรัวเช็คเดือนสองทั้งไรนวลใหญ่ไปทั่วเธอรออยู่อ่อนใดก็ไปดินนั้นเธอรออยู่อ่อนใดก็ไปดินนั้น The jungle's calling saying you can neverLoving arms you'll be And with this dozen birds You'll be in paradise, my
love. Was Love Dance by Sondi Sodsai with orchestra conducted by Hal Johnson. I guess that was recorded in the Exotica Wave there in the early 60s. And paired with sleeve notes, Miss Sondi Sodsai of Bangkok, Thailand, was an entertainer at the court of King Rat. And I think she was Miss Thailand, and she appeared on TV with Groucho Marx and Jack Parr, you know, that kind of entertainment. I wasn't living in at that time or in this country, but I've seen it on the YouTube. Anyway, and the track before that was a sitar instrumental taken from, some of you may recognize it, maybe you're Fabs fans, from the soundtrack to the Beatles, Help. And I'm going to follow that up next with a live recording, and the track is called Hip Sippy Blues, Part 1. And it's by, well, I'll let the MC tell you who it's by.
How about a nice hand for Art Blakey? Everybody, come on, everybody. Art Blakey! Art Blakey! Thank you.
Thank you.
Coco by Charlie Parker, recorded in 1945, featuring Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis. And previous to that was The Gunch by Tad Clark's Sextet. I haven't been able to find much of it, but it's on Grand Records. Its catalog number is Grand 100. So, but pretty much so far being ungoogleable. So, you know, if you're listening to Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, you can contact me. I have a page on Facebook. Not the most active page, but you can contact me there. Freedom Fry Hi-Fi. And if you know anything about that record, please enlighten me. I'm going to follow it up now with something very different. A terrible death disc.
White fin came into sight. shark has struck and disappeared and left his sweetheart dead. And as he pulled her to the shore, the roaring waves were red. Oh, the water was red for what the shark had done. Yes, the water was red, and his love was gone. He looked towards the water and he saw the fin, so he gently put her on the sand. Walked to the water with a tear in his eye and a gleaming knife in his hand. And the water was red once again. Yes, the water was red as he walked towards his sweetheart with the fin in his hand. And the water was red.
Born Funky by Dave Baby Cortez, and previous to that, the Death Disc I played, if you could make it true, if you're still listening to the show after that, was The Water Was Red by Johnny Cymbal on MGM record, which is the only record I possess about someone losing their girlfriend to a shark and then returning to the beach where it happened and slitting their wrists and walking into the sea to join their dead love. And so I guess it's the best one I ever heard. Looking at the clock now, it seems like we're going to be running out of time. Getting to be a habit with these radioactive international DJs. I'm going to play out with two tunes. And the first one is Roll On Sweet Don by Don Drummond, recorded for the Studio One label. And followed it up with Lord Invader and he's talking about the cost of living, and aren't we all? So, tune in next week, again. I'll be listening to the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi here on Radioactive International. Thank you.
I'm appealing to the Minister of Labour. What is wrong with the food controller? I'm appealing to the Minister of Labour. Just the raise on the prices around green corner, everything sky high. They won't raise on labour. They raise on milk and tomato. Even the cow bawling on the radio. She said they raise on milk, so I want more paragraphs. Said they raise on milk, so I want no paragraph more. The high cost of living is the topic of the day. Everybody's feeling housewives in the island, you can't hear your ears. That is the discussion. For everything, today's black market, the high officials and all in the racket, they try to raise on coconut water, you know. Even indigo balling on the radio. She said the reason milk, so I want no paragraph. She said the reason milk, so I want no paragraph. Years ago, kindly touch your memory. Nigger wages was paid all over the country. 6 cents per hour for laborer. 2 pounds for 5 days, all rice and flour. Condensed milk at 6 cents, but then you would have paid for piece of salt, fish or anything. But now everything is ration instead, and all the food stuff rotting in the good shed. She said the good shed, 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 she said the good shed.